guys, it's Simple JS here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping you guys are doing great. I am trying to. With life, there's ups and downs, there's trials, there's failures. But as I always tell you guys, even if you guys have a setback, because I recently had a setback, and I'm still maintaining my positive outlook that I teach you guys to practice on a regular, that no matter what, no matter the setback, I am definitely going to get over the hump and I'm going to get to what I want. And the minute I achieve this, I'm going to let you guys in on what it is. But for now, I'm just going to reset, re-engage, re-energize myself, refocus, and get myself together and get back to staying the course. Because sometimes it's just not your time. Sometimes you have to wait and go through a couple of failures until your time comes. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm going through my failures and staying prayerful and positive for when my time comes. As I always tell you guys, thank you so much for the love and the feedback. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for deciding to listen to this little engine that could. If you're a returning listener, you know, I love you guys 100%. You're my family, and I'm sending you all a virtual hug and just lots and lots and lots of love moving forward, and wishing every one of you guys lots of wins, lots of successes, just everything that life has to offer for the 2021. We just survived 2020, so I'm praying and being hopeful that 2021 is offering all of us bigger and better things. Today's podcast is going to be centered on breaking down this whole concept of love, the idea of love, what it feels like, what it should be like. Because I think we all have different ideas and thought processes of how love is. So I just want to give you guys just a little bit of an inkling from my point of view, because everybody has their own point of view of what love is, but from my point of view, what love is. So let's do the process of breaking things down. You know how they tell you need to, when you're in math class, you need to break down this equation in order to solve it. So today we're going to break down the whole idea of love so we can get to decode it somewhat and get to that point where we gain some understanding, some traction, and at least get a little bit of footing when it comes to embracing the whole concept of love and being open to it. So, love. So we're going to start with the L part of love. The L part of love is basically live a little, laugh a little, and of course, love itself. What do I mean by that? In love, nothing is easy. It's work, and with anything you truly love, you have to like it. You have to enjoy it. Thus, the L part of love. When you're with someone, you have to like them a lot. Because when you like something, you want to be around it a lot. You want it in your orbit. You want it in your space. So when you like a person, you're going to want them to be around you a lot in your space, in your orbit. So you need to like this person, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. You have to like it. Everything has to make sense. Everything has to line up. You have to be able to live a little with this person. You have to be able to enjoy the ups and downs that life has to offer, because life is like that. It's not smooth sailing all along. It's going to be bumpy at times. So you have to be able to find someone who you can live a little with during those bumpy times. And during those bumpy times, you're going to need to have a person who you can laugh with. Laughter is such a great, great medicine when you're going through something. It helps. It helps not to only heal your mind, but it helps to heal your heart. And so you need to be around somebody that you can laugh with, kick it with, just do silly stuff with, just be young and carefree, and just be able to frolic on the beach, just the two of you, just come up with corny jokes between you two, just be able to just not take certain things serious all the time. So the L part of love is basically you're going to live a little. You have to be able to live a little with this person. Enjoy life as it comes. You have to like this person. You have to definitely be able to like them, not just in one aspect, but in all aspects, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And you have to be able to be silly and laugh with this person. It's very important that you find somebody who shares your same mentality in terms of humor, or your same idea of what humor is, so you guys can engage on a regular, and you should never lose that silly, playful side of your relationship, because that sometimes helps to take you through the tough times. Now let's get to the O part of love. The O part of love is basically being open. What did I just say? The O part is basically being open. Open to the thought that there's somebody out there that is going to be interested in you. Somebody out there who might have deep feelings for you. And you being at that point where you can let someone in, let your guards down, and let someone in it, not only in your mind and your bed, but also in your heart. Letting it be known and giving that person the opportunity to not only give you love, but show you love and shower you with love. Being open allows you to not just be focused on one thing, but you're also giving that person the green light to go ahead and let you see what it truly means to be cared for and basically being showered, not just with emotions, but maybe with, you know, gifts or maybe hugs, because some of us were not in the habit of being loved or given love, where we are given lots of affection and attention and, you know, physical touch and all of that stuff. So being open and receptive to this is going to open not just your heart, but your mind and your eyes to a whole new host and world of wonderful, beautiful, flowery things. That's what love is. It's flowery, it's beautiful, it's like honey. It tastes good, it feels good, it is good. We all know honey is good for you. So love is like that. And when you're open to it, it's like honey. You feel it. It's good, you taste it, and it's good, and it just engulfs you. So you get the whole whirlwind on a large scale feel of what it means to have somebody be deeply entrenched in who you are. Now, we get to the V part of love, which is vowing. You're going to make a vow to not just go into this with an open mind and heart, but you're going to make a vow to be honest, be respectable, and respectful of this person, their time,
who they are, and what they are offering you. When you make a vow to get into something with someone,
it develops into something deep, like love, and it's entrenched, and you are embedded into something like that. You have to understand that you're making this vow, which is also a commitment, that not only am I going to love you, not only am I going to be open to what you bring to the table, but I'm also making a vow that I'm going to match your energy. I'm also making a vow that I'm going to match what you're bringing to the table. I'm also making that commitment that I'm going to put the time in and effort to make it work, and to also make sure you feel the same love, you feel the same energy, you feel catered to, you feel respected, you feel valuable. So the V in love is making that vow that once you are in that space, you're going to be committed to the process, because love is a process. A lot of people don't understand that, but love is a process. It takes time to get to that deep-rooted feeling that seeps through your pores, that takes over your heart, your mind, your soul, that takes over your life. It's a process, and it takes time to get there. But when you do get there, it's a beautiful, amazing, spiritual, sunny, wonderful thing. So now we get to the E part of the love. And that part of the love is being able to embrace everything that love has to offer. Because let's be clear, there's a lot of people who tell you, well, they've been in love 25, 30, 15, 10 years, but it takes work. They've been in love, but it hasn't been smooth. They've been in love, but there've been some choppy waters. They've been in love, but it hasn't gone according to the script or plan they had in their mind or envisioned. That's how love is. So you need to embrace the journey. You need to embrace the path. You need to embrace how it's laid out for you. You got to understand, being in love is like embracing being at a job you like. When you're at your job and you really, truly love it, you're going to embrace everything. It might be long hours at that job. Instead of it being a 9-to-5, it ends up being a 9-to-9 or a 9-to-8, because you're working overtime to make deadlines. You're working overtime to close a deal or a case. But you like it and you love it and you live for it. So you're willing to put that extra time in. That's what it means to embrace the idea of love. You're putting that extra energy, time, and effort, all of your being, into making sure not just that this person understands that they are cherished and loved and catered to and valued by you, but you're also putting that time in to be in a place where you can also receive what that person is giving. Because when you're in love, you feed off each other's energy. You embrace each other's shortcomings. You embrace each other's good traits, bad traits, flaws. You embrace the peaks, the valleys. You embrace every single part of what it takes to being in love. So, let's recap. Love, you have to live a little. You have to like this person. You have to be able to laugh with this person. Because some days it's going to be really rough, and that's all you'll have left is laughter to keep you guys afloat until the water stops being choppy and it gets to smooth sailing. You have to be open to the prospect of getting love. You have to be open to the prospect of giving love. And you also need to be open to the idea of love. Because if you're not open, then it makes no sense for you to get involved so you can get to the place of being in love with someone. If you're not ready, it's not going to work. So you have to have an open mind, an open heart, and an open spirit in order to be able to let that person in, to give you what you think you may be missing or what you definitely yearn for in terms of not just a relationship, but the whole concept of an idea of love. Now, next thing is, you're going to make a vow to put the time and energy in to make it work. You're going to make a vow to always be honest, respectful, and thoughtful and mindful of the other person in the whole situation. Because you can be in love with yourself. You can. But when you're in a relationship, you have to remember it's not just you, it's the other person. So you have to make a vow to consider the other person also when you're in that situation. You have to make a vow to understand that whatever decisions you make will affect not just you, but the also the other person. And both of you as a unit. Because when you become, in terms of relationship or a marriage, you become one. So everything affects that one unit. You're a unit that takes on the world together. So it's very important that when you make this vow, you go in it being genuine. You go in it with an open heart. And you go in it being honest with yourself and honest with the other person. Because when you fall in love, you will get to understand how deep, rooted, and connected you both will be once you gain that whole perspective and once you experience love. Now we get to the E part. The E part is you need to embrace the whole concept, idea, the process of love. Because some people, it takes a while. Some people fall in love right away. They'll meet somebody and they're like, look, this is the person. And they know. Some folks, it takes a year, two, three. But they will get there. You have to embrace the process of getting to the place of being in love. Whether it's a day, 6 months, or 5 years. Whatever it is. Embrace the process. Embrace the idea. Embrace the person. Embrace the journey. Because no matter what you've heard, everybody's journey is different. And your journey might be less bumpy than the person next door. Your journey might be much more bumpier than your neighbor or your sister or your cousin. So you're going to embrace the journey, what it holds, what it entails, and what it feels like. Because being in love is something that's one of the most beautiful experiences you'll ever get to go through in life. And I might not be describing it as flowery or as effervescent or bubbly or sunny or all of those wonderful words that it is, but everybody has their interpretation of what it is. My idea is to break it down for you so you guys can take it step by step and you guys don't get too overwhelmed when you get hit with the flurry of feelings and emotions that come with being in love. And also for you guys to understand that when you get to that place, you need to nurture, grow it, be patient, be kind, be compassionate, be understanding, and live in the moment, live in the feeling, embrace the feeling, embrace the process in its entirety. Because when you do, you will truly get out of it what you want to get out of it. Whatever it is you went into the relationship or the marriage and you get to that place of love you wanted to get, you will get that once you get to that place. So, what am I saying? Love itself, the concept, the idea is extremely amazing. It's beautiful. It's like seeing the galaxies and stars and the Milky Way and all that stuff coming together. It's like the Big Bang Theory when, you know, they're just trying to get everything started. It's a kaleidoscope of colors. It's a collision of different vibrant ideas, feelings. It's a spectrum of rays, but when it comes together, it's a beautiful sight. So I want you guys moving forward to be open to the prospect of love, embrace it, live a little, make a vow to put the energy and time in to make it work. And also, understand that love also comes with exciting prospects and possibilities. The possibilities of people who are in love are endless. Sometimes when you're in love, there's nothing you two can't overcome. You need to understand that. So I just wanted to drop these little gems for you guys. I hope someone benefits from this. And if you have your own idea of what love is, feel free to drop me a line or two and let me know what you feel is your concept of love, or what you've experienced when you've been in love. Was it all you thought it would be, or was it a dud? Was it like, no, it's okay, I just don't want to sign up for this. This is not my thing. No, thank you. This newsletter can go somewhere else. This is not my process. It's okay. Everybody has their journey. Everybody has their path. But if you do get to experience it, it's something to behold. And that's all I wanted to drop and tell you guys today. Okay, guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed those little tidbits, the little gem. And I welcome all your feedback, all your love, all your support. And I'm sending all of you a virtual hug. And I love each and every one of you guys. And as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.
Oh, thank you.